Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you this morning. He who the Son shall set free is free indeed. We thank you, Father, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. We thank you because we know that we have eternal life. This is the true God and eternal life, talking of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning, Lord. He has given unto us eternal life, and we shall never perish. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my voice and giveth to him that sent me hath everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for giving us eternal life. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. Father, as we read the scripture this morning, just for a few minutes here this morning, the entrance to your word giveth life. Bible says your word is a light unto our feet and a light unto our path. Therefore shall we never walk in darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have the light of life given unto us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. The whole world lies in darkness, but we are of the Lord. In the tabernacle of the righteous, that the light, no rejoicing and salvation, though the whole world lies in darkness and sin. Lord, we thank you for making us witnesses to you, no, for you in this generation, and to bring forth again, our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 24:14, shall be preaching all the world for a witness to the nation. Then shall the end come. We know we are living that time now, Lord. The gospel is going all over the world. And so we glorify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for giving unto us not only the ministry, but even the word of reconciliation in the name of our Lord Jesus. So thank you, Father, for bless the reading of your word this morning as we do in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Just a very short illustration here this morning because, like I said before, we are going across town shortly. So, much have been talked about praising the Lord, the child of God praising God, and the many benefits of praising God, you know. And there is one aspect I want to, the Lord laid in my heart to talk about this morning, and that is I just called it singing unto the Lord. That is the message. Singing unto the Lord. We're talking about the choir now. Thank God for the choir. Okay? Talking about your personal life. No, there is victory in singing unto the Lord. There are so many blessings that a singing Christian can enjoy. Singing can bring beautiful inspiration and spiritual vibration to the Christian. Today, singing the praise and testimony of the Lord is one of our instruments of power. Let me see Psalm 149 real quickly. Psalm 149, I want to read a couple of verses from there, probably 1 to 7 real quickly. Singing unto the Lord. You know, there is victory in singing unto the Lord. In your individual life, you know. Now, Psalm 149 of Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Now, watch now. Sing unto the Lord a new song, God, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Look at this one. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Do you wake up and just sing upon your bed loudly to the Lord? Praise the Lord. Talking about personal singing to the Lord. Now thank God for when we come to church and fellowship and the choir and so on. I'm talking about your personal spiritual life. There is a great victory, you know, singing unto the Lord and so on. Upon their beds, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. This is the overcomers of the Lord and so on. That's God's children, the overcomers and so forth. There is great victory in singing praises unto the Lord. There is a real release and therapy, if you want, in singing songs of spiritual liberation, sing songs of testimony, songs of about the Lord's power and upkeeping in your life. And David has many of them, talking about the laws of keeping, the laws power. In Psalm 40, about the first two verses and so forth, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and inclined unto me. It's always a verse I always like, patience, that's what patience. Patiently wait, for the Lord, and inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me, hear the testimony now, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, he said, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. What did he do after? Verse 3. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's how he waited upon the Lord and saw testimony of the Lord and so on. And he said, he put a new song in my mouth. Now let me see. Quickly in the Bible here, 200 men and women were appointed to do nothing else, but sing unto the Lord when the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid of them that returned from the Babylonian captivity, 200 were chosen just to do nothing but praising God. Let me read to you in Ezra chapter 2, verse 1. Talking about singing unto the Lord. Now these are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his. Now, just verse 64. So I just want to give a background using verse 1 and so on. But the 64, verse 64 says this. The whole congregation together was 42,300. There were among them 200 singing men and singing women. That's what they do. 200 singing men and women. Now I want to go to chapter 3 of the same book, Ezra 3 verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, the king of Israel. Verse 11 says, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. So that was the rendition or the description of how the people sang and praised the Lord with great joy. This gladness and joy in their hearts and so on, I'm thinking, was their strength. As they sing and praise the Lord, they call their strength right here. They derive spiritual and mental health from this singing to rebuild the temple and the city of Jerusalem. Indeed, they were strong and confident because of the song in their mouth. So, heartfelt singing is charged with divine power. I want to encourage every one of us, you'll be doing it, but even do more singing unto the Lord. Heartfelt singing is charged with divine power. There is victory in singing unto the Lord. You can maintain a singing heart by being full. So, different way you can maintain. See, sometimes people sing to the Lord. Sometimes we lag behind in doing it appropriately, or family and so on. You can maintain a singing heart by being full of the word of God. That's one way of doing it. Be full of the word of God. So being full of the word of God will cause you to sing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16 says this. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And look at this one. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. So if you are lacking behind in your spiritual life, you know, singing to the Lord, I mean, let the words of our Lord Jesus Christ dwell richly in your heart. Truly enough, you know, then you can begin to sing with grace in your heart unto the Lord. Confessing the word of the Lord loudly will bring forth an anthem of praise in your heart. I say again, confessing the word of God loudly in all your circumstances will bring forth an anthem of praise in your life. So when troubles come, what do you do? Learn to go at them with a song unto the Lord. When grief arises, we all face it one thing or the other in this life and so forth. So how do you combat them? One of them is to sing it unto the Lord. When grief arises, learn to dispel it by singing unto the Lord. Singing unto the Lord will lift you up and above trials of every sort. Like I said, much have been talked about praising God and so forth. Many sermons have been preached, writings have been written, talking about just singing unto the Lord this morning. Just singing unto the Lord, personally, not in the choir, but in your life, you know. So singing unto the Lord will lift you up and above trials of every sort. Another way to maintain singing heart is to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. So Ephesians 5:18. If you want to maintain that singing heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:18, you know, be filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, walk in the Spirit. 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things, not for some things now, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, always giving thanks unto the Lord and something that you know, for all things, not just some things and something that you know, but everything. The spirit life, the spirit-filled life is wonderful indeed, as you all know. So in 1 Corinthians 14:15, it says this, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So where many people speak, they pray in the Spirit and so forth, how often do you sing in the Spirit, you know? You can sing in the Holy Ghost. If I've been blessed with the gift of speaking in tongues, which all of God's children should attain to, really, you know, I even back in the commission and so in, you know, in Mark chapter 16, these signs that I follow them, right, and believe. One of them is that in my name they will speak in new tongues. If I won't speak in new tongues, you can, you see, praise the Lord. Don't give up on that if you haven't, you know. So I just encourage you. So what you're saying here, you pray in tongues and so on. Pray, you can also sing in the Spirit. Sing in tongues, yes? So anyway, a spirit-filled life is a wonderful thing. And you can sing in the Spirit. If you have been so blessed to speak in tongues, which you should by the grace of God, so you can sing in the Spirit as well as you sing with your understanding also. Past history reveals that every great move of the Spirit was characterized by bold, gallant singing. So, it is easy to sing when we have some victory, right? Many people praise the Lord when we have some victory. Some just don't praise the Lord enough in singing. That's why I'm practicing singing this morning and so forth. Let's look at a few examples here and so on. We find that, this was the case when God delivered Israel from Egypt. They had a great deliverance, right? They were in the house of bondage 400 years. Just as God told Abraham, your children shall be servants in the country that they knew not, and so on, they will be oppressed and so forth. Anyway, God brought them out. What happened to them? Exodus 15:1. So, he says, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Talking about singing unto the Lord, right? You know, not just any kind of a song, but singing unto the Lord. You just determine you have to sing unto the Lord. That is the fact I'm doing this morning. We can sing all kind of songs, right? But singing unto the Lord. And the sixth saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. And keep on going, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is the horn of my salvation. He is my God, and I will exalt him. Now, we see that in some of the judges, the brother was the judge at that time and so forth, that you know. At the defeat of Sisera, we are told in Judges chapter 5, verse 1. Then sang Deborah and Barak. Verse 3 says this. Hear, O ye kings, give hear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord, she said, you know. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. What a great conquest and so forth, as you know, over Sisera, there in the book of Judges and so forth, took a woman to put an end to him, right? He ran to that woman's house. Oh, give me some water, I want to hide here. Gave me some milk to drink and so forth. And he just lumbered off and so forth. And just cleaned up in and there. So the brothers sang unto the Lord. In the psalm that David delivered at the bringing in of the ark of the Lord, he commanded this in 1 Chronicles 16, 23rd verse. When they bring in the ark and so forth, sing unto the Lord, he said. He commanded it and so on. All the earth, show forth from day to day is salvation. Singing unto the Lord. So just so simple. No, but the Lord commanded it. Even David himself declared in many places that he will sing unto the Lord. I'm putting emphasis on singing unto the Lord, not just singing anyhow. Singing unto the Lord. I want you to really sink down into our spirits and so forth. You just decide in your heart, I want to sing unto the Lord. Psalm 13 verse 6. I will sing unto the Lord, he said, because he has dealt bountifully with me. How many times God has done so bountifully with you? Do you remember to sing unto the Lord? Just purposely, you have to sing unto the Lord. Psalm 104, 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. Oh, the sweet summit of Israel. I will sing as I have breath in me. I will sing unto the Lord. You see? Not just one time. Not when I have victory over there. Not when I get a raise. Not when I make a profit. No. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. And we always sing that song also here and every other person. Many single Christians seem to do so at the sing where everything seems to be going on well. Then they can sing, right? But I tell you, in the Bible, both Old and New Testament scriptures show that singing in adversity was what produced some of the most unusual divine intervention recorded in the book. I give you examples. So as many Christians want to sing to the Lord, where they have some, it's good as well as you know. But, one of the greatest victories in the Bible happened when people are singing adversity. 2 Chronicles 20:21, you know the story of that Jehoshaphat king and so on. I just read one verse there. And when he, meaning Jehoshaphat, are consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. You see, singing unto the Lord, right? And they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mansia, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. One thing about that King Jehoshaphat is this, he confessed his weakness. Lord, we don't even know what to do about this mirage of army that surround us and so on. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, O Lord, he said and so on, And let the prophecy came. So when you get stuck about something, you don't know what to do, that the prophecy told them, begin to praise the Lord, amen. We need to sing unto the Lord. So we know that. So we sing unto the Lord, unto that, you know. So not only when we have some, you know, where we are, you know, where everything is going on, where, but even in that capacity, before anything, you know, the prophet says, sing unto the Lord, unto that, you know. Acts 16, verse 25. The story you know also. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Talking about singing unto the Lord, right? And then suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Just pick one in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, where there is adversity, people begin to sing unto the Lord. And great deliverance is to our Lord. So that should be two enough, right? One in the old, one in the new, right? So we saw. In this case, in our life, our circumstances may be dismal at times, right? And we may deplore or hate or abhor the things that beset us. But our difficulties are usually mild compared to what Paul and Silas faced right there in that particular, you know, in Acts 16. You know, their backs have been beaten to ribbons. They were thrust into a dark inner dungeon with feet fastened to the stocks. However, they could sing praises unto God even under such conditions and some of that, you know. And God intervened for them. And you and I too, when you learn to sing to the Lord, even in adversity, just for putting your heart to sing to the Lord, you know, in adversity and so on, He will always intervene for you too. And so let us learn these things and so on. Singing to the Lord, not only when things are going well, but even adversity, and the Lord will always intervene for His people and so on. So, we do it for you. If you demonstrate loving confidence and bold faith by singing unto the Lord, even when everything around you is crying, defeat, 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 it's not without to sing to you like that. Defeat, defeat. No, no, no. Just begin to sing unto the Lord. He will intervene for you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Sing unto the Lord. Bible commanded you and told that, you know. So no matter what situation, what I have my brain, David said, I will in war, whatever, so chasing me around, I will sing unto the Lord. I'll tell you that, you know. Oh, Ziklag has been burned down. Oh, the wife has been taken captive and so on. I will sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. And he encouraged himself in the Lord. How did he do it? By singing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, there is no defeat really. When you are a Christian, learn to sing 2 Corinthians 2:14. Call it a song if you want to. So there's no defeat for you. What did you say there? 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be unto God, which always, I like that, always causes us to triumph in Christ. There's no defeat for you. I mean, when you call it a song, you know. So, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Only when you give up, and we are then, you say, God can never fail. You say, I will not fail thee, right? That's what it says in the word, I think that, you know. So, and the Bible says, forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119:89. I believe where it is and so on, that you know. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. Hold on to that word and so on. I don't care what situation you are in. It will be with you, it will see you through and so forth, you know. Now talking about even the Lord going to face Gethsemane, you know, the Last Supper and so forth, you know, Bible says what happened, you know what, you know, go to Mount of Olives, Bible says they sang an hymn. Matthew 26:30. And when they had a song and hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Not where everything is rosy that you sing and some of that, you know. So even in adversity you can sing and some of that, you know, and God will bring deliverances and so forth. God delights in your song unto him. Whether you have a talent to sing or not, I'm not the best singer in the world, amen. I still sing unto the Lord, amen. You can sing. So when you are singing unto the Lord, I mean, you know, it's wonderful and so on. You are singing best when you are singing unto the Lord, really. So, such a song, such song has wonderful power in them. Power to banish gloom, to quicken your spirit, and to inspire you to living with bold courage in this age, this evil age we are living in. They don't have any news until they have evil news. Learn to sing unto the Lord, you know, and so on. You know this and so on. Revelation 14, 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard a voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. So I just want to read that, because we know those 144,000, so they are representatives of the first fruit rapture. I believe it's so. You know, I'm trying to let you know. So they sung a new song and so forth, you know. So, and the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14, "I go away, to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So when I think about 144,000, I always think of John 14 also. Revelation 14, John 14, right? You know, so where I am, there you may be also. So those 144,000, I believe that representative of the false fruit rapture and so on. The Bible says they call them false fruits, right? I'm sure that you know. So if we be singing in heaven, you can actually learn to begin to sing unto the Lord day by day here on earth. Amen? That is what I'm trying to make. Praise the Lord. David said, as long as I live, happy be, I will sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't let any adversity of the flesh keep you away from singing from the Lord, unto the Lord. So the quicker you sing unto the Lord, quicker you're going to get out of your trouble really quickly. You bring out of your trouble really quickly and so on. Indeed, many scriptures command us to sing unto the Lord. I'm going to be rounding up right now. I want to read them to you and so on. So important, it is told in many, many scriptures. You know, Psalm 30 verse 4 says this. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saint of Israel. You are a saint, right? A child of God, elect of God. Bible says elect according to the foreknowledge of God. So you are the elect of God, right? It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of Israel, and give thanks and the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 95 verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 96 verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing, verse 2 says, sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. You see that one? Not when I'm happy. When I make a profit. No. Sing forth his salvation from day to day. Like David, day to day. Learn to sing unto the Lord. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy hand has gotten him the victory. Verse 5 says, sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of his psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147 verse 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Psalm 47 verse 6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Keep on saying it. Even as I the prophet. Chapter 12 verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. Look at your life. He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. The same prophet Isaiah said in 42 of his chapter, verse 10, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Just telling us this morning, reminding us that this the Lord delights in all this, and you singing unto the Lord. Jeremiah the prophet, the weeping prophet, called the weeping prophet, right? He sang unto the Lord. He commanded in Jeremiah 20:13, sing unto the Lord, praise the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoer. When I was in the dungeon, and the water was to my neck, Is he commanded there? Sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, they don't believe me. I said I'll be funny and sword. And they say, no, I said no. I will still sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now. Songs of praise to our Lord Jesus can go with you wherever you go. That means what? You can fill your home with songs. Teach your children to sing. Sing as you travel to and from work. You see, anywhere you are, as you go back and sing unto the Lord, you know, go to work, sing unto the Lord. Or, you know, you walk around the house, sing unto the Lord. You can do it anywhere and so on, you know, and so on. There are many things that can make a Christian want to end one with it now. If you are listening your song to the Lord, then watch out. Let me just say one or two things that can make you to do that and then we'll correct it as well. There are many things that can make a Christian to lose his or her song. Things that keep him from boldly singing with joy. And the scripture called those things what? The lust of the flesh. And he went on to list those things in Galatians 5, 19 to 21. So you can go and read that one at home. Those kind of things in Galatians 5, 19 to 21 can keep you from singing unto the Lord, really, you know. But bless the Lord. The same scripture showed me and you how to avoid those things. This said in 5, 19 to 21. So I want to read quickly Galatians 5, 16. So I want to keep your song with the Lord. It says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then he goes on the 22nd verse now. Want to maintain your song unto the Lord, do these things and so on. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Look at all those things. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against, so there is no law. You walk in that one, you can keep your song day by day and something like that, you know. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and love. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So that's how you want to keep your song with the Lord, right? You know, and some of that you know, walk in the Spirit and some of that you know. Now, let me put this one here quickly, the last one I want to talk about. King Hezekiah, a good king of Judah, commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord after they repair and cleanse the house of the Lord. It's all in chapter 2 Chronicles 29. You know, it's where all these things are. Let me read the first part to you. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the fourth year of his reign, in the fourth month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired it. He repaired the house of the Lord and so forth. Not only that, then in the intervening verses, he then commanded that all the house of the Lord and the altar of burnt offering with all the vessels in it and so forth, you know, should be cleaned up. That's what he said. And then they were all cleaned up and so on that, you know. So, and 25th verse says this. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harp, according to the commandments of David, and of God the king seers, and Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets, and so on, and that you know. And Hezekiah, 27th verse, 27, and Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel, and so forth. Verse 30 says this, moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord. Command is a command, right? To sing praise unto the Lord. And they sang praises with gladness. And they bowed their heads and worshipped. So what am I saying here? Briefly or succinctly saying, So it was when Hezekiah, that good king of Judah, when he cleaned the Lord's house, right, and repaired it, and he cleared the altar, then the song of the Lord began, you know. I want to bring it to you and I this way. You and I today, we are the temple of the living God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Ye are the temple of the living God, right? So the same way that Ezekiah cleaned the physical temple, so today we also want to keep your tongue in the Lord, so walk in the Spirit, right? And 1 Timothy 5:22 said this, be not partaker of other men's sins, keep thyself pure. Want to maintain your tongue in the Lord? Keep thyself pure, amen? Praise the Lord. These are all in the epistles, right? So we don't overlook them. If you lose your tongue and some of the Latin notes, look into yourself and so keep yourself pure. Romans 12:1, finishing up right now. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then, I want to put Galatians 5:16 here one more time to keep your singing to the Lord, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you do all these things and so on, the last that I just said this morning and so on, then shall the song of the Lord begin again. So don't forget, sing God is a command in the Bible and so on, that you know, not where things are going well, any place, anywhere. Sing unto the Lord, Bible commanded and so on. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder why all over the scripture this command is given to sing unto the Lord. Yes, in the services and so forth, but individually, the Lord delights in it. And he commanded from the prophet Isaiah, even to Jeremiah, to David and so forth, actually he commanded all these things and so on. And we see it in the book of Acts and so on, that you know. So this morning, just as a reminder to us, no matter what condition we are in, singing unto the Lord is the quickest way. In fact, such a thing as you know that praising the Lord is the quickest cure of anything that you will be in and so on. We call it the praise cure. Worshipping the Lord, singing unto him and so forth. Help us to be consistent in all these things, Lord. And we will see the glory of the Lord. Father, we worship and we adore you. I commit every need represented here this morning to your hand this morning. Bible says God will supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. So as we go this morning, Lord, O God, let us have people before all men in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Preserve our going out and our coming as he promised in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.